You're listening to SBS News.
Greater Shepparton is largely underwater despite little rain falling on Monday. Suburbs are completely isolated, with upstream floodwaters reaching people's front doors, inundating hundreds of homes. In the last 24 hours, over 100 people have been rescued by emergency services there and in the wider Goulburn Valley area. There are now thousands of people across the state with nowhere to go. Victorian Premier Dan Andrews, unable to put a final price on the flood, even after unveiling over $350 million in assistance for clean-up and fixing the roads.
This flood event will absolutely require many hundreds of millions of dollars of support. And on behalf of our government, we will be there to support every family, every single community who's been touched by this. That's why we have disaster arrangements in place.
Ross Innocenti is a Shepparton resident with a boat, which has allowed him to check on neighbours that might be in need of help. He says so close on the back of the COVID-19 pandemic, the flood is the last thing locals needed.
Yeah, like you say, a lot of people are miserable and not happy, but I don't think we thought we'd go get that much, but can't tell nowadays with the weather.
Another Shepparton resident, Liam Marsh, has placed a couple of fishing rods on his front garden fence, taking a positive outlook on an otherwise desperate situation.
What do you do? You know, it hasn't hit the floors yet, so stuff it, mate. I've got a couple of yabby nets in over there as well. You never know. Lucky we're on stilts, you know, so it's just giving us that slight height advantage to not cop it on the inside.
The Goulburn River peaked at 12.06 metres, 14 centimetres below original forecasts. That reprieve was enough to save many homes from becoming inundated. But that welcome news was tempered by confirmation. Melbourne police are investigating reports of suspected looting in Melbourne's inner northwest.
During these very difficult times, we see the best of the Victorian spirit, people looking out for each other, people doing quite extraordinary things. And then we see some other behaviour that is really, really poor. When Assistant Commissioner stood up with us the other day and made it very clear there'd be a zero-tolerance approach from Victoria Police to any of that sort of behaviour, and that hasn't changed.
Victoria Police have deployed 14 officers to Kerrang by helicopter. The flight to the town, which borders New South Wales, will see them join six others who made their way earlier by road. It's feared the town could be cut off from the rest of the state. 100 kilometres away, Echuca has fared better than expected, but the Murray River is yet to peak, and more rain is expected in the coming days. Tim Wybush is the Victoria State Emergency Service Chief Operations Officer.
The second flood peak is coming from the Murray River, and the Murray River is expected to peak at 95 metres AHD, which means we're going to see around 1,000 to 2,000 properties in Echuca come under pressure from Tuesday onwards in that area.
It's hoped the next couple of days brings better than expected weather, but residents of Echuca and elsewhere are preparing for the worst. John Baldock, SBS News.